pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The SGP and IDP Pro Players Podcast is proud to be presented by WynnBET, the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And without further ado, here are your veteran IDP pros, Johnny the Greek and Gary, the IDP tipster.
Welcome back to the IDP Pros Podcast. My name is Johnny the Greek. I am joined today with the senior IDP analyst for the SGPN Network, the man, the myth, the legend, the IDP tipster, Mr. Gary Van Dyke. Gary, how are you?
Barring my wife listening to this, I need to figure out who in the world that woman is that did our intro, man. I know we've had that for a while now. I mean, that's pretty damn sexy, right?
It is. All right, we got an action-packed show for you this week, but before we get into it, we want to let you know that the IDP Pros Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100, get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions do apply. We're also brought to you by the Degenerate Dance. Our March Madness Bankroll Contest is back. Free to enter and $1,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs. We've got first half under bingo. Enter both contests on the SGPN app. All right, Gary, things are starting to actually happen. The offseason's getting into the swing. We got news finally this week.
We've talked about free agency a little bit in the past, and it's really interesting how things are playing out because we had a serious amount of inside linebackers in this class to begin with. Just all this news compiling is doing things that I think changing some scenarios for team to draft instead of sign some of these veterans. But I also think this is crashing the linebacker market.
Yeah, definitely. We got quite a bit of news. Let's get into it. We'll start with MJ Stewart, formerly of the Browns, I believe, now signing with the Texans at safety. Does that mess with our starting safeties? Obviously not Petrie, but do you worry about the other guy there?
I mean, he's like a slot safety or something, and he only played like 179 snaps last year, special teamer. So sounds like that's the role that he's probably going to continue with. I can't imagine all of a sudden jump on board and think that he's the next top five guy.
No. He only played last year due to massive injuries everywhere. I wouldn't worry about it. But this next guy we're going to talk about, this is interesting. Chuck Clark of the Ravens signing with the Jets. He's got to be the other guy, the other starter next to Whitehead.
What did the Jets get him for? Something like a 7th round or something. It was beans considering the veteran leadership that they're bringing on. Of course, I have to look into this. I like Chuck Clark. I've been a fan of his. I also like Jordan Whitehead. So the first thing you got to think of is who's going to affect who. And basically, if both of them stick, and the only reason I even say that was some assumptions that they could save $10 million or something like that for cutting Jordan Whitehead. who did okay for him last year learning the system. I think they ought to keep him as a tandem personally, but they're looking to get Aaron Rodgers, and they're restructuring contracts. They're releasing, you know, starting caliber. I don't know. What was that guy's name? Burris or Braxton?
Berrios. Yeah.
They're making some room for some cap and everything. I do like the scenario going in there and somebody finally becoming a starting safety that we could possibly use out of this defense.
Yeah, that's an interesting one for sure. This next one is just a quick note. So Za'Darius Smith, pass rusher for the Vikings, asked for and was denied on getting a release. So
this is going to suck, right?
Yeah. So he'll just be pissed, but nothing to see there. Levante David, though, to test free agency. That's pretty big. Linebacker Bucks. He's got to land somewhere, right?
He's basically coming off his best year. I read about him changing his diet, all kinds of other little tweaks that he made coming into what is it? It seems like his 35th year, but I think he's only around 32. Either way, he's still playing at an elite level. So whatever veggie this dude's eating, he needs to keep eating it. And I know he would like to stay with the Buccaneers. He stated that indications are that Tampa Bay wants him to. The scenario is good wherever he lands. Between the two of them, they've got to come to an agreement, and flooding the linebacker market like this might get Levante David re-signed. I think for the fact that there's going to be so many viable guys out there, they're not going to have to throw him a big contract to get him to come to another team. They're just not going to do that. I think they're going to spread this out a little bit. I think this thins the herd out on contracts that we see signed.
Yeah, right. And what Gary's talking about is we've got two or three more names that are well-known linebackers that have been released. We'll get there, though. Next guy we're going to talk about is Shaq Griffin, corner, released from the Jags. Not a big deal. We can skip him. Let's talk about Frank Clark, though. Frank Clark expecting to be released from the Chiefs.
I think we've got a future Patriot or Raven, and wouldn't it be exciting to watch him go up here and just break out and everybody's just ignoring the hell out of him wherever he goes, you know, like, oh shit, it's just Frank Clark, right? He's not been any good at IDP, but I'm going to lay the odds at less than 50-50 that's going to happen.
Yeah, he was good on the Seahawks in the past. He gave us one double-digit sack season, I believe, but it's been a while.
He flashed. That's about it.
Yep. WynnBET is the official online sports book of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is active in a bunch of states, and there are tons of ways to win, including live betting and same-game parlays, also known as WynnBET's Build Your Own Bet. March Madness is almost here. Plus, there are plenty of ways to win, getting down with the NBA, NHL, and XFL. Sign up today, receive a special offer. Bet $100, get a $100 free bet, limited to state availability. And of course, for our degenerates only, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get $1,000 in site credit. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head on over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so that they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. This offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where play through WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. We're also sponsored by the March Madness Contest. The Degenerate Dance in our March Madness Bankroll Contest is back. Free to enter with $1,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs. We've got First Half Under Bingo, where you can win an SGPN gift card. Enter both contests on the SGPN app. Let's pick it up with the rest of the news here. Next guy is Bud Dupree, expecting to be released from the Titans. I remember him. He used to be good.
First rounder, I believe. First rounder. I think he played for the Penguins or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you say you got to be available? You got to be on the field. You got to be healthy.
Yeah. He hasn't done that in a while. And that's why he hasn't been on anyone's radar. But I like what you said about Frank Clark for maybe Bud Dupree here. Maybe Patriots, Ravens, one of those teams that rotates a ton. And, you know, maybe get a few sacks out of him in a deeper league. I could see that.
Looking at this free agency list again real quick, Leonard Floyd's out there. Deion Jones was already out there. Eric Kendricks is out there now. Bobby Wagner. This is Devin Bush, Anthony Walker, Melvin Ingram, Alice Shazier. Some actual good names. Now Damon Wilson. Dude, we're going to be so busy next week and it ain't going to be funny. But so next man up, because I don't think we have to worry too much about Dupree.
No, yeah, Eric Kendricks, though, released, you know, a lot of talk on IDP Twitter about Asamoah being the next big thing. And sure, yeah, if he can pick him up now in the offseason, that's great. But we also got to remember that guys like Caden Ellis and Jack Sanborn came around last year and come around every year, right? If you need a linebacker, wait a couple weeks.
Right, Jordan Hicks is still sitting there at the moment.
Right.
Of course, they're kind of fleshing out roster, but you do need to keep somebody, and I think Jordan Hicks was definitely like, I think they can save like $5 million if they cut him, but I don't know. You got to have somebody on there with a little leadership.
Yep, so that was a big one. Definitely going to be waves from that. And then this next one, not shocking at all, Zach Cunningham released again from a different team.
Poor guy. Poor guy. This was, I think this would, could have been the worst year for this to happen to him, because I could name, you know, I could see Bud Dupree sailing off into the sunset, Cunningham, you know, a couple of these other dudes that we see that's already free agents. They go more, what was that guy's name in Buffalo that we used to love for IDP a few years back? Preston Brown.
Yes. Bengal,
if you're that kind of guy. And I just see that happening for Cunningham. And congrats to this guy, at least from a fantasy point of view, and matter in IDP. I think it's just over at this point.
Yeah, I tend to agree. There are so many better options. No one, he's not going to have a starting role again, I don't think. Mm-mm. So long for Mr. Cunningham. A couple quick guys we can cover quickly here because they're deep league only dudes. Michael Brockers, defensive tackle, Rams and Detroit, other teams released. Just a depth guy. Al-Qadim Muhammad, defensive end, depth guy. Cam Dantzler, corner. He'll end up somewhere else. Gary mentioned this one. Leonard Floyd released. I mean, he's getting old, but the dude has had double-digit sack seasons recently. Couple.
Would be an interesting redraft edge rusher target, depending where he lands at.
Yeah, I agree. He's a name to watch. And then this was interesting. People are looking at this for the wrong reasons. Devin McCourty retires for the Patriots. And yeah, great career, 3 Super Bowls. You know, the guy had a stellar career. But do you think this opens the door a little bit for Drew Dugger?
Dugger, well, I'm not really sure what reading into this would mean by this gentleman got everything he could get out of an NFL career. Where's this catch that I'm missing? Because I don't think it really will affect him. For one reason, at one point I was worried that he might take Devin McCourty's spot at long term, and that would be in that deep free safety. But at this point, when you're looking at Phillips is also a free agent, you know, with McCourty retiring, the way that they use their inside linebackers, I think Dugger built more for in the box and in coverage. He can be schemed. He can be rushed. So I don't think it changes Duger's role. Unfortunately, I don't know if this will include any more snaps for Dugger.
Right. And that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, even nothing we could trust.
Right. Because looking at the Patriots, you know, snaps the last God knows how many seasons, they give one guy every snap every week, and it's Devin McCourty. No one else. And it'd be nice if it became Dugger.
Yeah, we did a consensus on the IDP Pro Managers pod. You guys can catch that too at SGPN Fantasy Football on YouTube channel. But when we were talking about those guys, Brad and Craig both like Dugger a little bit better. I guess it's one of those make it or break it years. I'm just not doing what I did last year and setting Dugger up on a pedestal quite so high. You can burn me once, burn me twice, and I get a little nervous.
Yeah, definitely some implications, though. We'll see what happens with that. And last guy is Marcus Golden of the Cardinals, released, who has had some good seasons. Do you think he has any gas left?
Another guy that's facing another terrible year for this that happened to him. He might be able to sign on to some depth guy. I think we've seen it with Shue, and who else did we see it with that signed on with Philadelphia late in the season to kind of
Linval Joseph. Yeah.
Right. Right. The money is not there. These guys, you know, he might find someone pad that depth for a contender. Starting days are definitely over.
I agree with that. The IDP Pros podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is heating up for March Madness. College Pick'em is a great way to get into the action, especially if your bracket is busted after day one. Plus, Underdog Fantasy has your favorite college basketball player props. Head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN. We're going to pick it back up with some Boomer Bust. We actually had some guys from last show that we didn't get to. So let's talk some more Boomer Bust. We kind of want to get a read on going into next year. Danico Autry, defensive tackle Colts 2024, unrestricted free agent. Last year, he gave us 27 combined tackles, 8 tackles for loss, almost 20 QB hits, 8 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, 4 pass defense. And he only played 12 games, so we only got a fraction of what his stats could be.
Well, when it comes to Tennessee, Jeffrey Simmons needs to have a strong season. You need to get Harold Landry back. You need a lot to happen across the front of that that defensive line. If this is a boom or bust, is if he can match what he did in 8 starts this past season with 8 sacks. I'm asking you, how do you feel? He's the season before, he had 11 games that he started, and he had 9 sacks.
Yeah, I like him. If he can stay healthy, I like him. That's the thing. With Simmons there, that, you know, they got someone they got to concentrate on. Opens things up a little bit for Autry. He's been good. He's been quietly good. Defensive tackle, 2-3 in those deeper leagues. I'm down with it.
Where do you see him adding the more stats at?
Oh, I think if he can stay healthy, we'll get the same stats and a little bit more. Even if he misses a few games and can match this, that's still a good value.
And PFF loved him last year.
Nice.
With a good reason.
All right. So I got boom. Gary, what's your call?
Can't go boom more than what he got last year. If Simmons comes back, I'm going to go bust. I think his numbers are going to go a little lower. I think we get Jeffrey Simmons back. We get him healthy. I think it's 50-50 and nothing. I'm going to go bust on it.
All right, we got one boom, one bust. All right, let's look at our next guy here. We'll skip the corner because Gary hates corners, and we'll talk about...
I want to talk about Sauce Gardner, man. Like, go ahead, light her up.
All right, we'll do Sauce Gardner. So, all right. The rookie of the year for defensive rookie of the year last year, we're not going to have salary cap trouble until 2027. Last year, he gave us 75 combined tackles, 20 pass defense, in 2 picks. I'm looking at that 20 pass defense because a lot of leagues I'm in, that's like good 2-3 points every time you get one of those. That's a beautiful thing right there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The only thing that worries me a little bit is people are starting to recognize that he is a bit of a shutdown corner and he may not be thrown at as much. I like him. I like him streaming, though. I'm not going to spend any capital on him. What do you think?
You think they're catching on? I think they're catching on. And to quote what we have said before about shutdown corners, like a certain Mr. Diggs, I'm going to quote a little bit of numbers about Diggs in 2021 when he really blew it up. And I believe that was, you know, his interception record.
Yeah, he had like 11,
103. He was targeted 103 times. Lo and behold, in 2022 and 17 games, he was only targeted 85 times. So it's already starting to happen for him. Why wouldn't it happen for Sauce Gardner? The guy is elite too. He's showing this. There's no reason not to believe it. They may test him early again next year, but eventually they're going to start avoiding him. Comes down to that.
Yeah, I think I'm in agreement with you here. I think technically, if we need to put a label on it, it's going to be bust because they won't target him as much. But I like him in certain situations, and that's why we stream corners. Like him against the Bills that throw 40 mm-hmm. times a game, love right. that. Him against the Patriots that throw 17 times a game, I do not mm-hmm. love that.
There is one advantage that Sauce Gardner has, and that's that the Jets don't really have the pass rush that the Cowboys do for Diggs either. So there is a little bit of upside there that could last and prolong or slow down him falling off so quickly. You know, it will offer some other opportunities just based off the fact that they can't get to the QB. So he'll be cleaning up some extra tackles here and there. I've seen that they're finally going to move on from Carl Lawson. And then they have a decent drafted rookie from last year. Maybe they'll add somebody. They can probably get an edge rusher pretty cheap this year.
All right. I mean, technically, I'm going bust. What's your call?
Bust.
All right. We are in agreement.
Fact. The National Breast Cancer Foundation reports that a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer every 2 minutes. And we already know finding new innovations in research, surgical options, and clinical trials is essential to finding a cure. And to all those fantasy football ladies that may be listening, we also know with early detection your survival rate goes up. And that's why breast self-exams are very important and the best way to give your old girls their best fighting chance to win the championship. So, with all that being said, the fellas here at the IDP Pro Players Pod would like to remind everyone, the National Breast Cancer Foundation does take donations, so please, go and give what you can. And let's give our mothers, our wives, our sisters, and every woman the support, the resources, and maybe even more importantly, the hope by knowing we all really do care.
The IDP Pros Podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is heating up for March Madness. College Pick'em is a great way to get into the action, especially if your bracket is busted after day one. Plus, Underdog Fantasy has your favorite college basketball player props. Head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
All right, let's pick it back up with another guy we didn't get to last week in our show with Steve. Mr. Trayvon Walker, coming off his first year with the Jags. He actually did show us something for a guy that was, you know, coming out and not supposed to be super unpolished, right? He gave us 49 combined tackles, 5 tackles for loss, 10 QB hits, 3.5 sacks, a forced fumble, 2 pass defense, and a pick in his first year. I thought it was decent. I mean, what do you think?
Considering that it was a trial under fire, I think he did really well considering. And I think being on a boom or bust, I'm going to give this kid a little bit of credit and call it a mini boom will come. Yep. I think he'll start hitting home on getting these pressures, and they're going to develop into some more sacks.
I agree completely.
I do like this kid. I like this kid a lot better than his counterpart.
Yeah, Mr. Josh Allen, I hear you. I like it too because he is still a little unpolished. He's got a whole offseason and another training camp to work on it, and we saw enough the first year that if he even improves like 10%, we're going to get these numbers plus some.
Oh, yeah. At one point earlier in the season, he actually, PFF was just loving all over him. I do believe over the season that did fall. If I was the organization, I'd be a lot more excited about him than I was about Josh Allen at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are in agreement. We got Boom Boom for Mr. Walker. Mm-hmm. Let's look at a linebacker that we talked about his counterpart in the news segment. Mr. Devin White, who is not an unrestricted free agent until 2024, so he's safe next year, coming off of 124 combined tackles, 8 tackle for loss, 16 QB hits, 5.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, 5 pass defense. What do you think about Devin White this year?
I like his bounce back possibilities a lot, enough to go ahead and just call it a boom at this point. I think even if Levante David would return, I think there's going to be enough there, because they're so far from where they were just a couple of years ago with who they have in this line or in front of them. They don't have the pass rushers that they had. They do have a couple of guys that were serviceable, I guess you could say, but that's not JPP at his best. Let's see, we have Shaq Barrett coming off an injury again.
Yeah, huge injury. Wasn't it like an Achilles or an ACL? Yeah. It was something real bad.
So they usually can't bend the edge quite like they did before they got that injury, at least for that first year back. So he's not a young guy either. I think Devin White has a good possibility. I really liked him going into last year or coming into this past season. I'm going to double down and go boom.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm also going boom here for a slightly different reason, but I'm with you. I think his opportunities will increase this year. Brady has moved on. Leonard Fournette has been released. Kyle Trask, I guess, is at the helm. Whoever the hell that is,
I don't know.
You know, they're not going to sustain drives like they did last year. They'll be on defense a little bit more, I would think.
It's pretty wild to talk about this boom bust with Devin White, but after one huge rookie season and two slides, got to determine, well, can he match what he had past year? Because basically, what would you say? He wasn't an upper tier play. He was just a solid linebacker one.
Yeah, right. And everyone's expectations are all out of whack too, because he did have double digit sacks that first year that he really went nuts. And that's not normal for an inside linebacker. Like this is more normal stats, and these are fine stats, you know, 120 plus tackles, 5.5 sacks. I'll take that. Yeah.
There are only a handful. Keekly, Bobby Wagner, maybe Levante David. There are only a couple over the last decade that always continuously can be in the top 5, top 10, or whatever. I'm going to go top 10, top 15. That's remarkable. So even the best of the best of these guys, if we want to talk about Kendricks or something, they're going to slide back and forth year to year. You know, it's going to happen. So I do think that Devin White's got that boom in him to come back up and be that upper tier dude.
I am in agreement. We got boom boom for Devin White. Let's look at another guy who we talked about his counterpart earlier. So Mr. Jeffrey Simmons of the Titans, 2024 unrestricted free agent. So he's safe for next year. Last year, 54 combined tackles, 9 tackles for loss, 14 QB hits, only 7.5 sacks, 1 forced fumble, 7 pass defense. But he did miss 2 games, so these stats are down slightly. Thoughts on Mr. Simmons?
I think he was just basically keyed off on. The guy had been a major defensive tackle, defensive line target prior to this season. There's no reason to think that he can't bounce back. He just lick his wounds, get right back in there. Hopefully a little bit of Harold Landry or some kind of pass rusher this year would help him too. You know, something to focus on besides what we was talking about, Autry. Mm. Yeah, when you're double teaming Simmons all the time, it's pretty fairly easy. I'm going to go boom. It's not going to be a major boom, but I think that we'll see a lot closer to what we've seen from him in the past.
Yeah, I am also in agreement here. I think even if we get those 2 games back, we've already got a boom right there. And then on top of that, yeah, it was just, yeah, he got keyed off on a little bit when Harold Landry went out. This was their whole pass rush once Harold Landry left the scene.
And oh, yeah.
That doesn't happen.
That was season changing for them early.
It really was. And if anyone remembers the year before this one, we were talking Jeffrey Simmons is the next DT1 after Donald retires. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. you know, that conversation couldn't have changed that much with one season.
No, by four. It happens. Buckner, the best of them.
Yep. All right. In agreement there as well. Let's look at a guy that we might not be in agreement on, but I think we might be. So we're looking at a safety here for the Dolphins. Javon Holland coming off of a pretty spike year for him. He's a 2025 unrestricted free agent. He had almost 100 combined tackles, 96. One tackle for loss, one QB hit, sack and a half, forced fumble, 7 pass defense, 2 picks. Thoughts on Mr. Holland?
I'm going to jump off the edge here and just go ahead and go with a boom. I think it's more of consistency concerns, the development of the defense in front of them, especially adding, you know, Bradley Chubb across from Phillips and that growing young team. I know Brandon Jackson's coming back. I was on that bandwagon with Holland last year. I'm just not biting. I think he's still worth a dynasty stash, but I don't think we're going to get a boom off of what he just did.
No, I think this was probably the best numbers we're going to see from him for a while. So technically, I will be calling him a bust. I don't think he gets to 96 combined tackles again. Because last year, Brandon Jones, injured, gone. Eric Rowe, injured, gone. And those guys suck up a lot of production when they're on the field. Not consistently, but they definitely do.
Yeah, it's just a crazy little situation I'd just like to avoid to begin with.
I'm with you there. So I'm calling it bust. What are you calling it?
Yeah, we'll go bust.
Okay, I've convinced him. I love it.
What's that? Your computer has another virus? Well, my friend, you need help to stop your obsession with the dirty O. All of this searching for air yards and yards after catch and blah, blah, blah. Stop your dirty O obsession by searching for the IDP Pro Players Podcast instead and focus on the other side of the balls. I mean ball. The crew on the IDP Pro Players Podcast care about you and your technology by holding true to their no dirty O mantra. Every week, Gary and John bring you the IDP content you need to save your rosters and dominate your league while avoiding the dirty O. So save your technology by tuning into the IDP Pro Players Podcast with your longtime and totally unoffensive veteran hosts, Johnny the Greek and Gary the IDP Tipster. Follow them on Twitter at @IDPRO. One word at the IDP Pro Players Pod.
Let's pick it up with some words on Mr. Cameron Jordan, who is getting a bit long in the tooth, but contract-wise, he's good till 2024. Last year, he gave us 66 combined tackles, 13 tackles for loss, 13 QB hits, 8.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, 2 pass defense. He's been old steady, old reliable for quite a few years now, but he's getting old, man. It's got to happen at some point. What do you think?
I would say their best bet is start cutting his snaps fairly quickly if they want to finish this contract out. Considering the year before, he had 12.5 sacks, but he only had 59 tackles, I'm going to guess that the range of his fantasy points were within reason of the couple of years. Do I think he's on his downside? Right. I don't think we've got a double-digit type dude anymore. If we do, it's maybe one more season. So I'm willing to go ahead and say that we see a bust comparably.
Yeah, I'm with you there as well. And if anyone remembers last season, he backloaded all his production too. It was basically all of it was during the fantasy playoffs, which is awesome because it won people titles, but he didn't do shit before that.
Right. And you have to have that to get there. Doesn't do anybody any good if that dude's on a losing roster somewhere sitting on his bench.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's Father Time is undefeated. So I'm with you. I'm going bust as well. All right. We're going to sneak a corner in here. Gary's favorite. Let's talk about a guy that was considered the cornerback one a couple years ago, before Trayvon, before Sauce, before Legarius Sneed. It was Marlon Humphrey, who is a 2027 unrestricted free agent. He's coming off of 71 combined tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 4 QB hits, 3 sacks as a corner, 1 forced fumble, 7 pass defense, and 3 picks. Thoughts on Mr. Humphrey?
So technically that was a down year for him in the fantasy box, right? And he's came off a couple of seasons where he's actually been injured, fighting injury, boom, over what he did last year. And he's a cornerback. Man, all right, let's take a stab at this. I think in the end that it's a very good possibility, considering what I just mentioned, that, yeah, there's no reason he couldn't boom again.
Yeah, I do believe he missed some time. What was it, this last year?
Well, this past year, it says he had 17 games started, but the year before, he only played 12.
Oh, that's what it was.
Then 15, then 15, just enough to nick him here, the last one. So, considering he's coming off, I can't remember what the injury was. So, you kind of got to expect that. And I think on stacking the odds, he could be a boom this coming year.
Once again, and this is an expectation thing, like Devin White we were talking about earlier, because the year that he got on everyone's radar, he had some insane amount of forced fumbles. You remember that? It was almost double-digit forced fumbles out of a corner, which is batshit crazy. And everyone expected that to happen again, and it wouldn't and didn't, because it's not realistic. And this is more what his normal numbers should and could look like. And I think he can match these or beat them again. Absolutely. I'd call him a boomer, a maintain.
8 forced fumbles.
Yeah, that's wild. That's
8. Damn.
For a corner.
You know what's even wilder? None of them for recovery.
Yeah.
How's that happen?
I don't know, man, but that definitely pushes numbers up a little bit. That's not normal.
Yeah, at least I thought he'd get his own, knock it down. Oh, I get it. Everybody else got the glory.
All right, we're in agreement. We've got Mr. Humphrey either booming or maintaining. Let's look at our next guy here. Eric Kendricks, who we brought up in the news. He's going to have to land somewhere, but assuming he does, do we think that he can match or beat last year's 137 combined tackles, 8 tackles for loss, 2 QB hits, 1 sack, 1 touchdown? And
I think this one's not fair. I think this one has to be called more when the guy lands somewhere. If we're looking at some of these teams that are really needy, he is still a veteran. I know he looks like he's lost a step. It wasn't necessarily a reason that they cut him. I believe this is all a financial deal, just like with the rest of the moves that they've done. It really does. And this watered down linebacker market now makes it, a little bit tougher. Will he want to go play for a contender and play for beans, or is he going to want, continue to get paid like a once superstar linebacker in the NFL? He's not there, I don't think, anymore. So if I got to flip a quarter right now, we're going to say that he can boom off of this past season. I'm going to risk it and go bust.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going bust. Those are really, really good numbers that we just said out loud there. And the odds of him landing as a full-time linebacker with a similar role with a different team, I just don't think it's happening.
Yeah, he would have to run into somewhere like the Titans or Houston and just feed and feed and feed and feed and feed. And then, that's tough. The odds are against that.
I'm with you.
The IDP Pro Players Pod is also presented by IDPGuys.org, where managers and fans can further your fantasy football knowledge into the depths of Dynasty, individual defensive players, Superflex, and beyond. That was IDPGuys.org, where they do way more than just defensive football.
All right, let's look at our last guy before we call it. I'll give you the choice here, Gary. Which one do you want to talk about? They're both newsworthy because they got released. Who do you want to talk about?
Let's go ahead and hit Frank Clark. Let's chat about him. What do you think? Do you think he'll ever emerge and be the guy that he flashed while he was in Seattle? Anywhere else?
I don't know. So, I mean, to Boom, he doesn't have to do much, right? He's got to get more than 39 combined tackles, 8 tackles for loss, 5 sacks, 13 QB hits, a forced fumble, and a pass defense. That's not crazy numbers. And there was a decent rotation in Kansas City. So I think technically he could boom. He's just got to land in the right spot. I don't know if that's going to happen.
And we might sound like we're picking on this dude, but you got to understand, he was really supposed to be something at one point in Seattle and then really be something going to Kansas City. So whatever it was, the role or him, whatever reason this hasn't worked out for fantasy football has nothing to do with the fact that he's still okay on the field. And put in the right system, we've seen it happen with, like we mentioned, the Patriots and especially who they keep reviving. It's like they keep throwing the defibrillator on them. Justin Houston, these kind of guys. And there's teams out there willing to have these specialists on their team and come in and play a dozen snaps. I got to go bust. There hasn't been a big enough small sample in this time span for me. I'm going bust.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think his days are over. And I was a believer, man, when he came out of Seattle after that really great season that got him paid in KC. I thought he was going to be great, and it just has not happened.
The train was really rolling, like, straight out of college, like one of the best in that class or something. So, yeah, it's been a kind of a disappointing, not even a roller coaster, has it?
Right. Yeah, because that goes up and down. This just went up then down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's a one-way trip.
That's it, man. Good stuff. And, yeah, we'll sneak one more in. Let's get our last guy in here. Also, not released, but, quote, testing the free agency market. So he could come back to the Bucs, Levante David. He is an unrestricted free agent. Last year, he gave us 124 combined tackles, 10 tackles for loss, 3 QB hits, 3 sacks, a forced fumble, and 5 pass defense. What are your thoughts on Mr. David?
I'd love him. If I was still a fan of a certain NFL team, I would just love to hear that either him or Bobby Wagner were signed to my team. I mean, he's just going to bring another element to it, and I'm going to follow him wherever he is. I think he just keeps proving us wrong year in and year out as IDP rankers. He gets disrespected in total, considering. Of course, who knew that, you know, he was going to find the fountain of youth and salads and such, I guess. But, hey, I'm not knocking the guy. I wish I was built like that, could run like that, react like that on the field. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love him too. He's been consistent, reliable for years and years and years. I just think unless it's back with the Bucks playing the same position, it's a bust for me.
I don't think people remember this, but don't quote me. But if we look this up, I'm pretty sure. So he might be the only guy left on the team that won the Super Bowl like way back when.
Oh, you mean the one before the Brady one?
Right. The beginning of, didn't he win a Super Bowl at the beginning of his career? Should tell us here on.
He might have. He has been around a long time. That was a long time ago. That was like 2000. So I'm looking at, you got me looking it up now.
Yeah, I'm actually, it should have it here at the bottom of Pro Football Reference Awards, Pro Bowls.
2012. It was before that they won it.
Okay.
Long career, though. It's going on 11 years next year.
Mm-hmm.
Those were some pretty good boomer busts this week. We'll have more for everyone next week. Gary, you got any parting words?
Oh, I just can't wait to get back to it next week for the fact that we have all this free agency coming and going on. And I get more excited about free agency and what the trickle effects are when people are signed and released and what can happen than I do the draft. And I think a lot more comes out of this in season for waiver wire pickups. And it just goes kind of incognito You know, it's like when you're searching for the wrong thing in your search bar. So you go incognito and you know, and because you're so wrapped up in searching for draft shit. So, yeah, I love a rookie. They're luxuries. I love free agency. And with everything that's happening, I can't wait to get to next week and talk about it. Can you tell?
I can tell, man. And I'm with you because rookies take time to develop. It's a down the road thing where free agency can change your team immediately.
Right. We might have a special guest, John Mark, PFF.
Yeah, Mr. Macri of PFS has agreed to come on. Breaking news. So we'll be having that coming up shortly, too.
All right.
Good seeing everyone. We'll see y'all next week. Same time, same place.